Betrayed at Manhattan's Culture Project is a drama about three Iraqi translators who work for the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They are two men, one Sunni, one Shia, whose friendship withstands the sectarian conflict that threatens their lives. The third is a woman, Intisar, who is also secular. They're hired by an idealistic young diplomat who has just arrived in Iraq.
Mr. Prescott, do you know what my dream was as a girl? To ride a bicycle through the streets of Baghdad like my brothers. This is still my dream. It is a small dream. But if a girl did this, she would be looked at like a crazy person. Or a militia might shoot her while she is still pedaling.
Well, they might shoot you for not wearing the hijab. We've had a few cases.
The translators keep their jobs a secret from their neighbors and hope that the insurgents do not find out that they work for Americans. But because they are Iraqis, they are treated with suspicion by the embassy's security officer and the ambassador, who reject their pleas for protection.
If it becomes known how they made a living during these years, this group of Iraqis will never be safe.
Playwright George Packer's characters are composites of numerous Iraqis he interviewed who worked for the U.S. government or its contractors.
Many of them now live kind of entirely on American terms. They live on military bases. Some of them don't even go home because it's too dangerous or because their cover has been blown. They're really completely dependent.
I'm not promising anything.
We're getting threats.
All the so?
Every look is a threat.
Oh, a look. And it can't be every look. Come on, our polling shows 45% of Iraqis support the interim government, which is an American ally.
You always talk to the wrong people.
Packer notes that only a relatively small number of Iraqi refugees have been allowed to resettle in the U.S. Other countries have taken thousands. However, the Bush administration has pledged to accelerate its efforts and says it will admit 12,000 Iraqi refugees this year.
It's something we can actually address and do something about. That's why I think it's been a disgrace that we haven't. This is within our power. Fixing Iraq is not within our power, but saving these Iraqis is. So it really is a failure of will.
Packer says he intended his New Yorker article as a wake-up call, and he says it had more impact than anything else he has written. He went on to write the play, he says, to evoke the lived experience of the Iraqis he had interviewed.
I had been moved by these Iraqis in a different way, not just by sort of the pathos of their plight, but by what goes on in their head, by the way they speak, by the way they use the English language, the way they survive the war through friendships across sectarian lines, by their sense of humor, very black humor. By the shrewd observations they make about Americans and about themselves.
It's great, Bill. I will always remember. You own my life.
And I just want audiences to have to see the world through their eyes for a couple of hours.
Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.